Happy New Year, Louie.
Happy New Year, Codes. Man, I know 2020's been kind of a downer, but man, 2021 is coming in with a bang.
I like the sound of that.
Our boys over at Snowy Mountain Rifles are giving all our listeners 15% off any custom rifle.
Any custom rifle. You are telling me I'm getting 15% off the Alpine Hunter, the Full Curl, the Long Range Hunter, or the Alaskan built to my specs.
I talked to Paul myself, man. He said, time to build your dream rifle.
Can't wait.
But that's not what all they do, man. They do everything. They do custom Cerakoting, fluting, gunsmithing, and custom ammo.
I love it.
Man, I'm telling you, right now is the time to use that tax return.
Hey, it's not tax return season, my friend. It is stimulus check season.
Oh, snap. I forgot about that. Well, whatever you do, now's the time to build that dream rifle. Check out Snowy Mountain Rifles, and when you're ready to check out, type in that Gladiator 15.
Oh, man, I can't wait to build mine. SnowyMountainRifles.com.
What's up, Coates?
What's up, Louie?
Man, I got something to talk to you about.
All right, let's hear it.
Tito Knives.
Tito Knives. Ultra light, ultra sharp.
Okay, so you heard of them.
I heard that they are the real deal Holyfield.
And those bitches are surgical.
Surgical. Spell that for me.
S-U-R-G-I-C-A-L. Surgical. How about that?
That's close enough.
Well, I may not know how to spell them, but I know how to use them. And they the real deal, bro. They got who's who using the knife. And I'm telling you, man, check out their site, TitoKnives.com. A lot of people say Tito. A lot of people say Tito. It doesn't matter. Spell the same, and it's as sharp as hell.
Type in that code, GU15. Save 15% off your purchase, because saving money is just like making money.
Ooh-wee, GU15. Damn, Code, I know you had a rough year this year.
Yeah, you know, because I hunt with you.
Well, maybe I'll be rubbing off on you, but guess what? Our boys over at Mountain Primal Meat Co. got our back.
All you tag soup-eating fools, good news, help is on the way.
Man, next time you barbecuing at your crib,
lie to all your friends. Tell them that you shot this.
Man, they got meat for days, and everybody knows you cannot beat their meat. MountainPrimal.com, check them out.
Type in that code, Unleashed15, save 15% on your entire purchase, and they will ship to all 50 states.
Man, that's Unleashed15. 15. You cannot beat that. Just like their meat. Right?
Yeah, you know it.
This podcast is brought to you by Cafaro International, the best in the business for all your extreme hunting products.
Get a hold of our friends for the best packs, frames, tents and shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, sleds, and more.
Check out Cafaro.net. Did I mention it's gear for life?
Gear for life. Gangster.
Gangster. Check them out. They are a proud partner of GU Unfiltered. I like that stuff that's in the nice stuff. That stuff puts me down.
Dude, we ain't done that much together at all.
Really? I know. It's crazy.
That banana bread freaked you out.
Dude. You ain't lying. What up? We're back, and we got another one for you. Tonight's guest is a buddy of mine, longtime friend, longtime coach. Man, we've done it all, actually. His name is Mr. Jake Ramos, head coach of, tons of fighters, UFC fighters, owner, operator of the gym, Genesis Training Academy.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, we got him. It's going to be good, man. I'm excited I got you out.
Yeah, it's so nice to finally be up here, man.
I know, right? We got my boy Skinny Codes in the house.
Yeah, you hear that, Cam Haynes? Skinny Codes is in the house, as usual, bro.
Oh, Cam, he was mad because he didn't tag him. We got Tomas behind the camera tonight.
Yep.
Making that magic, making us look good. On that note, tonight, we're just going to talk a little MMA, a little bit of everything, man. We got a lot of things to talk about. First of all, cheers. Thanks for coming out.
Cheers, my friend.
Yeah.
Love being up here, bro.
It's good, huh?
You got a nice spot up here.
You remember when you brought your daughter out here, that my old house, dude. And they were shooting, you guys were shooting
Remember she hit every target.
Every target. I was like, you had natural, dude.
Bro, I was like, where the heck have you shot a bow?
Mm-hmm. I got tonight, man, I've been doing good, man. I've been not drinking. Totally
good.
Cut out all the beer. I was being a turd.
Hey, you know
what? I got in a rut and I was just being a turd.
It happens, especially after last year.
I'll kick a lot of it up because we weren't doing nothing. But tonight I put a little Tito's in my Killcliff tonight. I'm drinking the new Joe Rogan Killcliff.
Is that what that is?
Flaming Joe.
Seen, yeah.
Yeah, it's with the CBD and everything. I like it, man. It's at first when I started drinking this this flavor, I was like, it's not my cup of tea.
A little too spicy for you.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I was like, you know, my nose is running and shit. No, it isn't. It's it just, I don't know. It was different for me, and then now I freaking love it.
It was like Red Bull. Red Bull wore on me, man.
It was not
good at first.
I can't. You know how much I drank Red Bull,
mm-hmm.
Monsters, and all this, dude. I can't drink them hardly at all.
You like that one?
Oh, it's so much better.
I'm gonna try it.
Oh yeah, you have to take a couple in.
Absolutely.
You will.
Yeah, they're for sale right now.
Yeah,
straight out of the fridge. Yeah.
That's my dog over there. Good muscle.
Yeah, that's
right. But anyways, you just got done teaching tonight.
I did, man.
Yeah. How was it?
It was good. House packed.
Packed, right?
Yeah, it's packed.
I know, it's, and you know, so what?
It's
crazy.
It's not just packing at certain times. It's busy all day. That's
and difference. Ain't that crazy? Like, mm-hmm. You remember how long we've been in gym? I mean,
yeah, there's always a dead part.
Dead part where you're like, oh, I'm gonna get a couple hours of sleep. I don't do no happening. Privates. Yeah. Not happening, huh?
Nope, not happening no more.
And that's, I mean, ideally, that's how you want the business to
Absolutely.
Be, right? So now, tell everybody. Where you're located, I mean, I know where, because that's where I work at, mm-hmm, but where you're at, all the Denver Metro people, Colorado people, I mean, shit, we had people move down here, you know, and train with us full-time, you know, so.
Come from all over.
Yeah, it's.
That's what's fun about the job.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, tell a little bit, and so we moved locations, mm-hmm. and talk about the new improved Genesis.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
It we definitely stepped up our game a little bit from the first Genesis to the second. But you know, one thing about that first Genesis, we got a lot of good things going there. You know what I'm saying? It was. That was
I
the
think
beginning.
It was good things and bad things. We weeded out, you know, some of the bad things that was going on, and mm-hmm. people that came in. You found out who was true to the gym.
Absolutely.
And who wanted to train, and I think that goes a long ways, you know. Definitely goes a long ways.
It does. It does.
So now where's the gym at now?
It's still located in Arvada, but we have definitely we've moved about 5 miles west of where we were to begin with, but we're off Ward Road now. 5255 Xenon Street.
Yeah, and it's way easier to get to.
It really is.
You remember that Wadsworth Exchange right there, that red light?
Yeah.
Dude, that was the worst.
Oh, you know what? I never had to do that because I go the other direction.
Oh, you went the other way, huh?
But it is. It's the worst. Oh, Sheridan wasn't no fun either.
Yeah, dude. It was like I literally would not catch that light, and I'd have to wait there on Wads to get on the highway.
Yeah, there's like 5 lights.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
And
I was like, come on. But
yeah,
and then the Chick-fil-A was right there, so that was always crowded,
packed.
You know? But yeah, it's definitely a great gym. Brand new mats,
mm-hmm.
full size octagon.
Everything in there is pretty much brand new. Yeah, we went from we were just under 5,000 square feet at that other place,
mm-hmm.
and I mean we're just a little over 10,000 now.
Yeah, it's a night and day difference.
Yeah, it's a night and day difference.
It's
you
such
know,
a
we have definitely turned it into a facility.
Yep.
It's not just a gym, you know, by the, you know, the locker rooms and the bathrooms that we provide, you know. Not just showers. We got steam showers.
Steam showers.
Come on now.
We got a sauna now.
Yeah.
I mean it's like literally clean enough where you could eat off the floor.
That's the way you want it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you walk in the gym, you're like,
Yeah.
But when you walk in the gym now, you're like, wow.
Man, when you can smell the gym from outside, that's not a good thing.
No, dude. And usually that's like Zulu's gloves. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a great gym, man. And, but, you know, here's the thing.
Definitely a pleasure having you down there, man.
Like I said,
a good thing down there.
It's been awesome being there. I mean, I must say, like, me and you have both been in shithole gyms, trained some great fighters out of there. I've trained in some dumpsters.
Yeah.
And, absolutely. You know, and then I've trained in some mediocre gyms that's never been this nice that I can literally say this is my workplace now. Mm-hmm. And let alone get paid a good paycheck. I mean, let's keep it real. Being a trainer, being a fighter is fucking hard.
Dude, you don't not the paychecks don't come often.
No,
you know what I'm saying. Especially steady ones.
Yeah, dude, and you crazy. Like, and we'll talk about that. But like, I said, you know, me and you, like, we've been together for a long time. Even when I was a fighter, you were still coaching, and but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't really matter what the facility is. It's all icing on the cake. It's who's your coach?
Absolutely.
Who's your training partners?
What's the foundation?
And do you really feel comfortable there? Are you getting better?
That's right.
And I honestly think now, right now, it's been, how long has that gym been open now?
About a year and about 4 months
now. Yeah, a year and about 4 months in the new facility.
In the new facility.
And I would honestly say, like, right now, we are around that whole turn of the knob. And now we've had awesome fighters in there.
Yes.
But now you check out the IG, you check out all these Facebook posts, you see who's in there training right now. And it's a stacked awesome.
House. That's right. It's a stacked house.
And it's has to say a lot about you as a coach now, because, you know, fighters come and go all the time. You know that. Yeah. And for them to keep coming back, new guys, word of mouth, I think that says a lot about you.
And you know what? That's one thing we've talked about in the gym before. You know, we're always the guys that were down to train the new generation coming up. I think that's what's happening right now, is the new generation is starting to evolve, and they're starting to file in.
Yeah, well, and who was there to coach them?
Exactly.
I mean, we got to admit, like, we've put our time in and did it.
It is a process. It's not just handed out.
Well, and you know, well, how long have you been coaching now for?
Honestly, I think Trevor and I, we ended up starting that gym in the basement. It's been 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years.
At least. That's when we opened. And honestly, once it started there, it we trained some neighborhood kids, and it just blew up from there. That's really what
and
happened.
And it was, and you guys started, in, well, 25 years ago, it was all boxing, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're from Colorado, right?
From Colorado.
Yeah, because I knew T was from East, right?
Yeah. Arizona. Arizona mostly. Yeah.
Arizona's West.
Yeah.
Tight geography.
Well, he lived in the East for a while as well.
Yeah, he did. That's what I was saying. Like, he was East, right? Like, Connecticut or something like that, right?
Yeah, New Jersey.
And I was like, fuck, I could have sworn he did. Man,
trying to keep this podcast educational around here.
Man, Jim, I'm telling you, I think he was that sick of weed already. You know? Got that sick of weed up in me. I tell you, I ain't gonna lie. Me smoking, honestly, like, I was never a big smoker. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, I had issues sleeping at night. Like, real issues.
You're crashing.
Dude, I sleep so good when I do it. Like, you know what? And I don't do it every night, and I don't do it all the time. But I bet I smoke once a week now, and it's usually about middle of the week, around Thursday, because I'm like, my body's
broken
tough,
down.
Done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, dude, I wake up feeling like $1 million. Dude, I'm so much happier with my kids.
Why do you think USADA finally did their thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they just, everything.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that's another topic. Yeah,
that's right. It's not an enhancer. It definitely helps heal.
Yeah, heal.
Why? Because you sleep, and you'll actually heal when you sleep.
And perform. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
That's right.
So 25 years, you've been coaching.
Yeah.
And, oh, fuck, 25 years. I don't even know. I retired in 2014. And what is it? So, about
6 years ago.
6 years, years ago. So, I've been full-time coach now. And, fuck, dude, I couldn't even imagine. Dude, holy shit, dude.
Put in that time. We put in a lot of time together in those 7 years.
I was going to say, like, dude, I'm telling you, like, that's a lot of stress.
It is, especially when you got some, you know, you got five people on one card.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, you got two people that are out of state. you know, and it is a lot of stress. You know, you got one guy that loses or one guy that wins, and I mean, just being able to keep
emotional, right? I know that's the worst part. Because
you
got to
give them their attention. You got to make sure it doesn't carry over. It's not easy.
Well, just like even in the amateur area, like, you know, local shows and stuff, like we'll try to fill, you know, three or four guys on a card or girls, and you know, you got to tape hands. You got to warm them up.
That's the hardest part of the
Then you
got to
walk
night.
Them out. Yeah. And you got to line. We got to literally get all three or four done. And if you don't have, if it's a one man show, you're fucked. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to count on a lot of people.
That's right. You really do.
And
that's where the team steps in.
Yeah. And like, that's when you count, like, training partners come in, help you out second. Yes. But like, the stress part on that is like, to me is like, and this is where I kind of took cornering a lot more serious, is because if I couldn't have faith and know that, yeah, win or lose, I know you're going to do good, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
In my early days, I would just I would just literally say, "Let's go."
If we put in our time,
yeah,
there's no stress,
right?
There's only stress. If the time wasn't put in.
And then you shouldn't have taken that fight, right?
Clean and simple.
And that's the job of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say manager too, but
it falls on both sides. You know?
Yeah.
But then the stress is we take the heat too.
Oh, fuck. And it always comes back on
that. You know what? The fighter loses. I mean, who do they look at?
Yeah.
You know, and it's the way it works. You know, it's like when the, you know, a football team loses, who do they look at?
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback. Yeah, it's just the way it trickles down.
Yeah,
you know,
nonstop.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why we put in our time and make sure that we don't have that.
And that's the thing I was getting at is, so, like, when you go to coach, and I know how I do when I go to coach, but when you, I mean, like, the listeners are probably like, I mean, what's our job description? Tell a little bit of like the process of. Let's just say an 8-week camp. Like, what is from you getting the call to the walk?
Well, I mean, you get that call, and honestly, first thing we start doing is we sit down, we look a little tape, you know. Not a lot of tape. I'm not that guy that just sits there and studies 500 different tapes. That's just too much info, you know. That's looking too much, and that just puts too much into the brain of a fighter, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you sit down, you look at those videotapes, you kind of find a couple of weaknesses, you know, and make sure that, you know, the weaknesses that we have aren't there. You know what I'm saying? Because every fighter always has this certain weakness every fight.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure we're constantly switching those up, or they're adapting or evolving on those. So, you know, you just find that little weakness that we got to adapt on. It's one or two things. And then, I mean, it's right to get into trained in that for 4 hard weeks of just, I mean, beating it in their brain.
Right.
Beating it in their brain.
And it's from you holding pads, them getting their strength training in, to you running team practice, team sparring. Sometimes you have to go make special sparring trips.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of time and energy, and that's just kind of what I was getting with. And this whole time, there's no money coming in, right? There's no money coming in.
No money.
And so let's say we get a percentage of that fight, right? Let's say such and such is making, you know, 30 grand. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just say that, 30 grand. So we get like either 10%, 15%, 20%. I mean, it's usually right around there. And
well, you got to break it down one more time. Is it 30 grand win, 15 grand lose?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the other thing, right? So if they get, it might be a $30,000 fight, but $15,000 a show.
Mm-hmm. 30 grand is if you win.
And
that fight.
30 grand is if you win.
And you know, we always going in with that confidence.
Yeah, of course. Everybody should be, right? If you ain't doing that. But a lot of people fucking count on that extra money coming into the household too.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you and I both probably done that numerous times. And it goes the opposite way. Or we've got done putting, you know, we're in week 7, almost getting ready to go board the plane, and fucking opponent drops out.
Yep.
So our fighter gets hurt, has to pull out.
We fly out there. We find out we have no opponent.
Yep.
I mean.
Like that, right?
Yep.
So now you got fucking 7 weeks of your time, 8 weeks of your time in this fighter, right? Which is an investment, right?
Absolutely.
We all know this.
Yeah.
But then we don't get paid.
Yeah. Imagine going 2 months without getting paid.
Yeah. And that's like people always ask me like, dude, you got the best fucking job. And I'm like, man, only if you could really come in my shoes for a while.
It looks fun.
It's fun. Cameras, don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's great. It's yeah. fun. It's a good job. We get to wear workout clothes.
That's right.
I'm fucking Swiss. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. We can say whatever. We can put music on. We have whatever we want. We can do whatever we want. It is nice. We have the time. We can make our own schedule. It is. It's nice.
Love it.
But with all those perks.
But when rants do.
When rants do. You know what I mean? Like, we That's make right. a lot of our money off personal training, mm-hmm. teaching class. We get a paycheck like that.
And that right there is huge.
Oh, dude, if you have that, look at me right now. That's all I'm doing,
years
right?
To get that. That's yeah. right.
Well, that's
man, to get what, a pay. I mean, I got, you know, the personal,
yeah.
and you got your fighters and stuff like that. But the paycheck took 25 years to get a steady paycheck
and a good paycheck.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm saying is like me and you have been in the game for a while, and we've lived off of personal training paychecks for a minute, dude. Mm-hmm. And
none of it's guaranteed.
None of it. They call in, they'd be like, "Man, I'm not feeling good mm-hmm. today. I'm not coming." I'm like, "Cool. Guess what? I'm out of that money."
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or, hey, man, shit, time's rough. I can't get. Can I give you another 20 next time? And I'm like, what the fuck? You
yeah,
know?
And then you don't see him for a month.
Yeah, and then they miss you. And like, or they, oh
nothing
man, I forgot my
nothing.
I forgot my cash.
Him, but you know, I mean, could have said that before we started.
Yeah, right. I'm like, you forgot your credit card. Okay. Well, now it's different. Now it's different. Now I'm like, oh, I got Venmo, motherfucker. Now you can Venmo me, motherfucker.
I got to do that.
You
now,
got
man.
It, dude. It's a yeah. game changer.
Yeah.
Game
it
changer.
Is a game changer.
But like before, though, it was cash money mm-hmm. in the pocket, which I loved.
Yeah, for sure.
Or they wrote me a check.
Yep.
Plain and simple. I did have Squarespace for a while where they ran the card, but I would have that, and that thing would take like 5%, and that ain't much out of, I mean, I need all my money. You know, I'm going to need all my money. So I was like, man, give me cash. Mm-hmm. And then, but not only that, but like half my people would be like, I forgot my card. So what do I even need this motherfucker then? Every time mm-hmm. they would tell me, they'd be like, oh, man, I wish you had a card reader. So I got one. Oh, now they forget the card. Oh, now man, I get it.
You know, it's gone. I can't find it.
Right. But like, here's the thing. Like, regardless, we bitch
we
and
do
moan.
It because we love it.
I love
and,
it.
You know, all of our personals we do, we love you guys, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just
yeah, no,
on
and
you.
Don't get me wrong. And shit happens all the time, right? You That's honestly right. do forget that, and mm-hmm. I know. And I must say, like, I got the awesomest people.
Absolutely.
And bro. You do too, a group that.
When it comes to personals, that's how it has to be.
Yeah, it's more know? Like, I mean, shit, dude.
It's personal time.
It is. That's what you pay for, right?
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm a fucking therapist.
Oh, you're
a fucking marriage counselor.
Bro.
Fucking, you gotta have, right?
Yeah.
Do you not feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dog, do you realize who you're talking to?
You got to have real issues if you're coming to Luke for advice.
That's what I'm saying.
Good Lord.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Oh, bro.
But for real, have you not had all that boyfriend, girlfriend?
Honestly, I think, you know, and I think I've heard it all. Something else just punches you.
Right, you're right, right. Square. But then again, you're like, oh, okay, well, we're only doing 30-minute sessions. Let's sit down and talk for like, you know, 10, 15 minutes because that's going on the clock.
That's you know what I mean? Right. That's right.
But
bring
it's
up
cool.
something interesting. Kill some of that time.
Yeah, right? And but yeah, it's fun. But that's what I was saying. Like, it's like nothing's taken for granted in the fight game. And it's crazy because –
Well, I mean, remember when I was training Ed Herman? We were getting ready to fight Derek Brunson.
Yep.
We were in the tunnel, ready to walk out. And Dana White comes back, and you don't come back there at that time.
No.
And when you come back there, you know something's up. And he pulls Ed aside. We're all waiting, me and Chris Lieben, waiting to walk out there. And you just see Ed flip. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I do remember that. What was that, though? What happened?
Derek, he got sick. Guess he was sick. You know what I'm saying?
He got scared.
Yeah.
He got scared.
He got the bubble guts.
Yeah, you definitely get the bubble guts.
You know what? It happens. You know what? I don't want to, you know, any fighter that gets their ass up in there, man. Brave dudes.
Oh,
you know, or women. Brave women, you know? Because, you know, this game's crazy. I don't think a lot of people understand the mental that goes behind it.
It is. It's,
I mean,
fucking,
you were going out to war.
Dude, you and that's kind of the part, like, this bathroom break is brought to you by Help to Hunt. For the serious big game hunters seeking to put the boots on the ground.
Get that knowledge of all your western state hunts from Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado to Utah, Nevada, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington.
Tell me more.
What can I tell you, Luke? I'll give you the unit harvest statistics, access points, watering holes, even the best place that you can camp.
Oh, snapperoo. I'm in it. Tell me more. Is it expensive? How many packages can I get?
Three different packages, and if you type in that code UNLEASH20, you get 20% off whichever one you choose. Let us do that scouting for you.
Ooh, I like it. My boy Ben hooked it up on this one. Check him out, guys. Help to Hunt on the web and type in that UNLEASH20.
Me, what I was getting at, like, when I go to coach somebody now, and, like, if I'm going to corner somebody, I have to literally put time in with them, because
that's the way it
I can't take
be.
Your word for it. I can't take this. I mean, if I'm going out there, okay, let's just say this real quick. Let's say Cody real quick. Cody's going out to fight. He's been coming in training in the morning. Mm-hmm. I can't get there in the morning now. You're there training him, coaching him. He does some work at night a little bit, but not enough for me to really do. And he wants me to corner him. And I'm going to be like, all right, man, I'll corner you, but Jake's going to be your head because he knows you a whole hell of a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Although our history is way, you know, I know what you can take.
Absolutely.
But, and I think that's me as I matured more. Because mm-hmm. before, as a coach, I'd be like, let's go, man. I'm going to get out there and I'll corner you. Fuck yeah. But
yeah.
When I realized, like, fuck, man, they're trusting me and putting their life in my hands, I got to fucking be ready on my top game. And
absolutely,
that's kind of where I want to talk to you about is, like, I commend you because you've gone all the fucking time
mm-hmm.
for fighters and training. But, I mean, it's your job, right?
It is.
It's your job. But, fuck, dude, I don't want no part of that, dude.
You know, it's tough. And, you know, and the only way that's able to happen is I got the best family, man. My wife, my daughter, they don't care.
And it's crazy. You know,
they used to. It was tough. I almost lost my wife over this game.
Yeah.
About, let's say, I think my daughter was 1 or 1.5.
Really?
And, I mean, just wasn't bringing home a paycheck. Gone all the time and no money.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was for a long time.
I guarantee you, I think every fighter and every coach has had that conversation with their significant other.
Absolutely. This is, and you know what? That's why I got to say, I got to give a shout out, because it takes that other side for this to be able to happen.
Yeah.
You know, because then I got a good team like you guys at the gym mm-hmm. for when I'm gone. Guess what? I don't worry about the gym when I'm gone.
Yeah.
Because I know it's good. Mm-hmm. And that's not a lot of like head coaches or people that own the gym don't have the privilege to say that.
Yeah.
I get to leave and not worry about things. I don't need to be on the phone constantly or, you know, constantly, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Zoom meeting you guys.
Well, and I think everybody that's at the gym there takes pride in that little bit of that's their gym too.
I love it. And that's the way I like it. It is. It is their gym.
And, you know, I mean, that's the way I look at it is like, man, if you're coming to my class, you're gonna learn how to really fight and defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I take pride in, okay, oh, if they're talking to their friends and they're like, oh, I take Luke's class. Well, you're going to know how to throw a real good punch, correct kick,
yep.
correct everything.
That's right.
Because how many times do we get guys coming in from out of, you know, or girls coming in the gym and say, oh, I've been training for this long, and they look like shit. Yeah, but I used to train with this guy, and I'm like, yeah.
Really?
And that explains a lot then. But you know what I mean? Like, it's... Yep. But so that's why I say, like, I take pride in coaching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that I get tons of messages saying, like, man, what can a guy do like me? I'm old and I'm out of shape, blah, blah. And I'm like, come into the gym. They're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought this was a pro gym. I was like, nah, man.
this is for everybody. Come in at night. That's what I love.
I love
teaching.
My pros, man. I love them. They ain't keeping that gym open.
No, for real, right? And that's
our
and that
classes
was kind of,
we do at night. That's what keeps that gym.
I honestly think maybe that was part of the reason why I kind of got burned out of teaching so much of the pros. And it was going back to the topic we were just talking about of having that talk with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all this time away.
It wasn't paying the bills. That's right.
And it wasn't benefit the family.
We would do it all day if it wasn't for the wife.
No, dude, I love it. Yeah. I and you know, and then now that you have now
but
that
you
I
know,
have kids,
we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing this. We wouldn't be.
There's a fine balance, right?
That's
like,
right.
Oh well, you know, or we go to UFC fights, and oh well, look at there's Jake on TV and there's Luke on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Little do they know how long we have done to get into a situation where we're at right now.
That's right.
And put the time in, let alone have fighters trust us, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
And I think that is...
You know, trust us, and you know what? I got to say it. Trust us worldwide.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Worldwide.
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't come easy.
It's like this podcast, Uncle. Huh? It's worldwide now.
Worldwide.
Shit, I know. Bro. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird saying that, but it is. It's kind of, dude.
You deserve
nuts.
It, man. You've been doing
it's
your
cool.
thing forever, man. I commend you because
there's like times I wanted to quit.
The way I've been doing this in the gym, you've been doing this in the the GU.
So. Yeah, I've been doing this now. This will be my sixth year. Mm-hmm. And
so you've been doing it pretty much since you started coaching.
You know how many times my wife says, when's it going to start paying? I said, soon, baby. Soon, it's coming. But
it's going.
That's why, like you said, you have Amanda.
Yeah.
She's
doing
you.
So good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got my side bitches like Cody here. You know what I mean? Father.
Tomas
side bitch
just gets
every
a little mouthy
just,
now and then. That's the problem.
But anyways, back to the goods. Tell everybody a little bit about some of the fighters that you have right now that Ian's coming up, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Ian's coming up.
We got a big fight coming up.
Yeah, that's a huge fight actually.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm excited for him.
Man, it's going to be huge and he is looking so good right now.
I actually want him on the podcast.
So that's what I was going to say. Let's do this next week and I know we can get him on that podcast
because
we definitely need to get him hyped up because we're going to steal that spot.
Yeah, he is.
I got much respect for Kelvin, but, man, what Ian's done, what we've put in, and just the way he's evolved since
his work
come
ethic
to Genesis,
is on another level.
It's unreal.
Yeah, you know? I got to give him props. His work ethic. And this is a guy that would come.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, his work, he would go and do all morning, mm-hmm. take his nap, do his deal, do his other training. And he would come in to the gym. Well, he had the RV outside, right? Right? Yeah. And he would come in.
See, how humble is that?
Yeah, right? And he would just come. And this guy's, he's a UFC star, guys. And he has a past that I kind of want to save for the podcast because it's unreal.
He needs to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
He needs to tell
he's
the
cool.
story because he tells
it's where
good,
he's at. It's what he is now.
That's right. That's why he's doing what he's doing. There's no fear in this guy.
And, so anyways, he comes in the gym, he sees me teaching, and he sees what I'm teaching, and he's over there, and he's like, hey, can I glove up and hop in on your class? I was like, yeah, dude, come in.
That's what I love.
So he comes in, I make Zulu go with him, mm-hmm. blah, blah, and he's like, dude, this was awesome.
He hurt Zulu.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You should have told him to. You should have been like, hey, man, 90% Brazilian, bro. He's legit. Super good. Sock him in his face.
You know, everybody was like on cloud nine because in class
right.
is Ian, right? And they're like, oh, I get to watch him on TV in a couple weeks, right?
Where the fighters keep the gym open.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it.
That's
you know?
Right. They know that what the type fighters that are training at the mm-hmm. gym. And, you know, there's even a lot of local fighters. There's a lot of people that follow those guys and girls, and they come into the gym because of that.
And so when he came in, I was like, yeah, man, fucking hop in. And he was like, man, this shit's awesome. I miss this stuff. I like this stuff. I need to keep it fresh in my head, you know. And I was like, and he's just a student, right? Like,
that's right, man.
So
just
coachable.
Humble. Yeah.
So coachable. And shit, on Wednesday, guess who was already on the mat warming up?
Waiting.
He's waiting to take my class. He goes, it's cool, right? I do my class. I'm like, yeah, man. anytime. Mondays and Tuesdays or Mondays and Wednesdays.
See, that says something about you.
And Luke. I know, I just, him, it says a lot about him. He's like,
well, it's give and take.
He's right next to a guy that's, you know, 30, 40 pounds overweight, mm-hmm. slow, or a, let's just say a mom that comes in. He doesn't care. He's ready to work out. And that's what I like about my class is I got a mixture of pros coming in.
Yep.
I got amateurs. I got soccer moms.
Yep.
I got.
Got the kids.
Got kids. I got regular dads that just want to come in and work out.
That's right.
And that's why I like the variety. And it's never the same. It's never the same.
It's never the same. And that's what's nice, you know, with the way we train is we're never bringing the same stuff over and over and over. Constantly switching stuff up. You know, we do a curriculum down there, and we're always teaching these guys this curriculum.
And speaking of that is, like, it's so fun because you get to watch a guy that came in. Well, let's talk about the host guys real quick, the guys that own the company, those Marijuana Company awesome, Host,
yeah.
right? They came in as about as much athletic ability as Cody. Which
I think he tripped when he came in the door.
Yeah, he tripped over the rug. Hey, I was like, you don't got to bow at the door.
we can throw hands for the Patreon.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
I was like, we don't bow at the door. Right.
We can throw hands for the Patreon episode, my
phone. Yeah, right, let's do this. And then, so I was like, you know, it's cool. Like, I see him throw a kick, and it's just like, he's not very flexible. Yeah. But that's, it doesn't take flexibility to come in and do this,
with
right?
Wearing his socks.
Just he was like, I was like, oh, this guy's a germaphobe. He doesn't want to wear barefoot. On thing.
Yeah.
But he just didn't know any different, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And he's awesome. And like, honestly, like, all those guys are just awesome. And
so awesome.
So, man. Like, it's taken them 4 or 5 months now. And just on, was it Monday? Dude. He was fucking flowing and cracking.
Doing some combos.
And I was like, dude, who are you? He's like, what do you mean? And he's just sweating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're working out hard, huh? Dude. He's all like, I'm starting to get it, I think. And I'm like, yeah, you are.
Ain't that the funnest thing about a trainer? Like, to get somebody that trips when they walk in the door. Now we're doing combos.
And now he's just smacking. I'm like, oh, snap.
I'm just kidding, my brother. You didn't trip when you walked in.
I know. But that was good. I said he bowed. He bowed.
He did. He
went. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so fun just seeing guys in 1 month time from where they start. Because it's like, dude, it's like, oh, what is he talking about? A cross? Mm-hmm. Or if we're talking numbers, 1, 2, 3,
it takes
4.
More class, and they know.
And then they're like, "Oh shit, I can do this," you know.
That's right.
And it's an awesome workout. I love it. That's why I said, like, if you
that's
guys got
to show the level of training that they get.
Yeah, well, 100% too.
It's not easy to teach it and break it down to where somebody can get it in one class.
I mean, I would almost say that me and you are probably the closest thing to a miracle worker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because some of the guys that we get.
Yeah,
I mean, bro. I made Cody learn how to take a boxing bout. He did a boxing bout.
Put the pipe down, bro.
Jeez, did you win that boxing bout?
Oh, dude, I killed it. I had a couple of them, but I only had one with Luke. No, they stopped in the first round, dude. I broke the dude's nose.
Yeah,
damn.
He had one leg though.
Special Olympian. It's good though.
This guy pulled the ringer over.
Yeah,
here,
the ringer. Right? That's exactly what I was going to say.
Hey, when's a win?
Yeah, when's a win?
Dude,
right?
It don't matter how.
Hey, I chalked that one up for a win.
When's a win, bro?
Yep. But that's what I'm saying. Like it's fun. Just seeing the progress of everybody. You can put it on this too. The progress of just seeing. The levels of, well, like Tomas right here, man, my guy that's running the camera right now. When he came in, like, dude, I didn't know if he knew his ass from his elbow. And now I'm just kidding. He did, and he boxed before, and it just the level that he took in from us at the gym and the partners that we provided with, leaps and bounds, dude.
Leaps and bounds. And that really is why we do what we do.
Yeah,
it's like, honestly, crazy. It's like watching a plant grow.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it just blossoms, and you're like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's no ego involved when I say this, but you're like, damn, I did that.
Yeah. No, and that's what.
Let me rephrase that. We did that.
Well, yeah. You know, but I mean, and when you're doing private training with them and putting that extra time in it.
That's different.
That's when you're like, damn, I can't believe I did that shit with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when they win, mm-hmm. and, you know, it just, like, even like in the corners when you're talking to fighters and they might be getting their fucking ass kicked. And I take this, like, even when I'm hunting or when I'm climbing a mountain and I've been getting my ass kicked, haven't shot shit, haven't seen no animals. The same thing as a fight is like, fuck, man, anything can happen if there's time.
That's right.
Right? And the way I look at it is if I got 5 minutes to fight left in this fight, and I'm telling my fighter, I'm like, you could fucking still win it. And if you know your fighter, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he's fucked up when there's a fight,
well, you're not just
day,
gonna say you still got this.
Yeah, no, there's it's not the movies. That, yeah,
yeah, that's right.
It's not the movies. It's not Rocky.
Yeah, now go get him.
Yeah, but and that's kind of how I am. Like hunting is, if there's daylight left, shooting light, I still got a chance.
That's right.
Right.
And that's usually when you get that chance.
It is. It's usually when you happen, when you just nut up and go, you know, and and it ain't easy.
This shit don't come free.
It is. It ain't easy.
That's right.
Then I'm like, fuck, dude. For one, you spend all this money coming out, you know, if you're hunting out of state or taking time away from work and you're trying to get this animal, you got to fucking do the work. I mean, there's tons of times where I've just wanted to quit, but I'm like, fuck, man. I spent 3 days out here away from my family for what? To get this fucking himbo. Let's go.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck. And there's times where I want
to
sleep.
Dude, it's gotten to the point where I know you, it's food in your fridge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly.
So, it's a must.
That's why I'm so skinny, because I haven't been that good. I've been losing weight, coach. No,
the elks is hitting. They're not coming around.
Yeah,
huh?
They ain't coming around.
That's good.
But yeah, so anyways, but that's what I was saying. Like, you know, we were talking about, you know, we can't take every fight for granted and this and that. You had an incident in your life that it impacted my life. I mean, it impacted the whole gym, I think.
It did.
And
man, you know what? That's where I found out who was who.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean.
100% found out who was who. And I found out who was who pretty much everybody in the gym.
Well, you find out, like,
had
if someone couldn't do it, it's probably because they really couldn't do it. And
yes,
it from anywhere from, you know, like Mike, Tom, to all the coaches, and let alone some of the fighters that stepped up and did that, they didn't even hesitate to help you out.
Not recover, one bit.
Or anything.
And guess what? You know, because I went silent. I didn't call. I didn't talk to nobody. And
well,
for the owner of a gym to be able to do that, it's crazy.
Well, before we get carried away into it, so his daughter, Julia, and I don't want to elaborate on it, but there's a couple things I want to touch on this, because like every time I see you now, I honestly got to say, like, when I say it impacted my life, it did, because to the best.
Right.
Because now that I'm a dad, I literally fucking.
You know.
I enjoy the time with them every minute now.
Mm-hmm. You know.
If I got to change Marcus's stinky ass diaper, I guess I got to do it, right?
That's
like
right.
It. Like, I'm not going to bitch about it.
That's right.
Your daughter was in a.
She was in a bad car accident.
A horrible car accident. And. Well, I'll let you just say it. I'll let you tell what happened that night. We just got out of done leaving the gym that night.
We sure did. And I got home. It was a busy day. Crazy. Just had these weird feelings all day.
This short drink break is brought to you by our people over at KillCliff.com. Energy drinks that don't suck. You ever wonder why this podcast is the bomb.com? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because we be sipping on those Ignites all night long. My personal favorite is that cherry lime Ignite. And when I'm feeling a little freaky, I mix a little Tito's with it. And it is the bomb. There's no sugars. It's all natural flavors, B vitamins, electric lights. And I mentioned it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation. Yeah, but it doesn't just stop there. They got a whole line of CBD recovery drinks with the brand new Flamin' Joe out, Mango Tango, Orange Crush, Strawberry Daze, and the GOAT. Give them a try. Go to KillCliff.com. Check them out. Pick your flavors. And when you're done, type in that GU15 to save that money.
Really? Really did. Really did. And you know what? I didn't know why. Just had these feelings.
Excuse me.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Jake.
You were all good.
Yeah, so your daughter, hey, you had this whole... No,
yeah, and I, you know, when we get this phone call out of nowhere, life-changing. You know, you get told your daughter's on life, and she's on her way to the hospital, you know?
Yeah.
And not just the hospital we're talking about. We're trying to save your daughter's life right now. She went off an embankment going about 60 or so.
Holy shit, it was 60 now.
Yeah, rolled a few times, and, you know, she was in the passenger seat, and she definitely took the blunt of it. Just can't believe how much of a fighter my daughter is. We spent 3 months in the hospital. I didn't leave her side. And that's where I want to say, you know.
Well, and I think that's when everybody stepped up, because if that was my kids, I wouldn't be at the gym either. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the gym was not on my mind.
No, it wasn't. And
it worked. And let me tell you, there was a lot. I'm so grateful, and that's why I'm making sure I never miss any class. Everybody's getting their mitts, and, you know, there's never that day I wake up and go, damn, I'm just not feeling like going to the gym. There's not that day anymore, and, you know, I'm just giving back to everybody that gave to us during that hard time.
You know,
I mean, she broke her back, and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Paralyzed.
She had lacerations everywhere. When your wife called me that night, and this is no bullshit. I've had uncles pass away. My dad told me this and that. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, you mourn and you feel like, damn, you know, shit. But when it's like Julia, like we grew up with Julia, it'd been like same thing.
Just as like little Eva
coming in the gym too.
That's right.
And so you just kind of, you have, you have a connection. You have a bond. I mean, you know this person a little bit more.
That's right.
And she's young.
I mean, if this girl would have come up to you, you wouldn't hesitate to push her away.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so that's the one. It's just like when she said she's on Fly for Life, was it Colorado Springs, right? Or Castle Rock?
Yeah, they flew her to Colorado Springs. But and she got in a wreck. It was way out past Fair Play. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Paradise Cove.
Yeah.
That's
where, straight up north of here.
Yes, and that's where they
were
heading.
Or west from here.
Yeah, it's a good ways out still from here.
Yeah.
And, that's where they were heading. And
It was the weed.
Listen to Luke throwing out directions like he knows.
He said that north, last time. Last time he crossed, though.
Yeah.
That I got those tears out, guys. Sorry, man.
No, it's
good. I can talk about it, but it really helps. And, I don't think I've ever hit the pedal to the metal like that.
Really? Getting there from your house?
To Colorado Springs, honestly. I mean, it's probably normally a 45-minute drive. I was there in 30 minutes, man.
I bet.
And, you know, my daughter's just in the car wreck, and I damn near caused 8 of them on the way there.
Oh, my God.
You know, and it's why I don't, when people cut me off now, I don't sweat it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, hopefully they're not going through what I went through.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Ah, so, yeah, I see that. Yeah.
So that's kind of helped me with my driving.
Yeah,
so,
I see. You know. Your little road rage.
Yeah, dude.
So she broke her back. She had lacerations.
Yeah, she almost lost her right arm and her
right arm. Yep. Yeah. She couldn't feel her legs forever, right? Man. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. We didn't know she was going to be paralyzed.
She didn't get to move those legs for almost 2 months.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, you know what? It's, when you go paralyzed, guys, it's not that you just lose your legs. You lose your functions. You lose all that.
And I'm talking like bowels. You can't go to the bathroom. You don't know anything. Yeah,
your
right?
bladder. You can't. I mean, you know, your monthly grill thing.
Pretty much like a vegetable for the first 2 months.
You lose all that, and you know, not being able to walk is one thing, but when you got to have somebody constantly help you go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
that's another. And to a 19-year-old girl.
Yeah, dude. Even me.
Right.
I'm like, dude, and. I'm telling you, man, like I try to put myself in situations like that, and I say, fuck, I don't want to live like that.
No.
But now that I have 2 kids.
Just it's a lesson to be learned.
It's just like I gotta continue to mm-hmm. do what I do. I got to do mm-hmm. better. But like if I'm your daughter and I got to have somebody
fucking wipe my ass for me and, you know, take me to the bathroom every day. I'm a burden to people. Fuck it. Mm. I don't want to live.
Dude.
And because that's what you're thinking. Like, you're being a pain in the ass. Right. But
she
let alone
had about
do you
a week
think,
of that.
Yeah. But let alone you as a dad yeah. couldn't, I would do it.
And
anything
in her head
for
trauma
her.
Was so bad they wouldn't let us touch her.
Yeah,
they wouldn't let us talk to her, just because anything that happened, it would mess her up. She would get sick. She would start throwing up.
Oh, really?
And she couldn't do that with her back broken. You know, so you know, just not being able to help your daughter.
Oh, fuck! Just standing there.
Stand.
That's it. So was COVID going on? Yeah, COVID was going on. So
and thank God they allowed Amanda and I to go in at the same time.
Yeah, because they don't usually do that. Usually it's like one person.
There was people dying at the hospital, and they were, you know, family members, you know, kids, and they were saying sorry. One.
Yeah.
To all of them. And, you know, and I had to turn Amanda away a couple times. I was like, baby, come on. It's not us. Just let us do what we do.
Yep.
I'm sorry. At least they're letting us in here. Don't take our privilege.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Type thing.
Man, you got that is crazy because I was wondering about that. I was like, damn,
it was bad. It was a tough time to have that happen.
Yeah,
but the staff, the hospitals, can't thank them enough.
Yeah, all of them, right? They're all good. I know.
Just even the ones that would bring her food.
I know.
Loved her.
I mean, I'm telling you, man. First responders, they don't get enough credit.
No.
I'm not talking about just, you know, nurses, RNs or whatever, doctors, police, fucking firefighters. I mean, there's just so much I could go on. And,
absolutely.
And because the reason I brought your daughter up is because now you don't take things for granted anymore, huh?
Never. Not at all.
And that is why I was coming back to you is like, now that I see, when I see you, I like, you know, let's keep
no
it
bad days anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, let's keep it real. If Julia had passed away,
we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I wouldn't even know if I would find you, Jake.
You wouldn't.
And I don't know if things would ever have been the same even with me, right?
Right.
And because I put myself, like, if that was my daughter, I don't want to live either. I'm a piece of shit. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything.
There's nothing but guilt.
Yeah, right? Like, I should have done this or I should have done that. Mm-hmm. Or why don't I do more of this now?
And
right?
You know what? And I never officially lost my daughter, so I don't even know how deep, much deeper it could have gone.
Yeah, right?
You know? I at least got to help my daughter get back to healing. And she's up and walking, everybody. So
yeah, that's what the cool thing is about her. Because she's a fighter, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Fighter. And she, like I said, she only had that one bad week.
One bad week.
And, you know, all we did was take away her phone. We eliminated that social media. That went away. Disconnected her from that, and she just fought the good fight.
She worried about her, took care of herself. And I think that – as a good coach, let alone a good mom and dad right there.
Easy.
You know
it
what I mean?
It wasn't easy.
Oh,
try
dude.
To take that social media away from a 19-year-old girl.
Yeah, dude, it's not easy, huh?
It's not easy. But, you know, she learned her lessons as well. You don't take nothing for granted. And she found out who's really there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I
got to commend her boyfriend.
Her boyfriend, yep, stuck around.
Hasn't left her side.
God bless
him. And you know what? They let him stay. Pretty much every night with her.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda and I would be able to leave. So
wow, good for him.
Dude, he hasn't left your side.
That's
so
awesome. Good for him. That's a good dude.
You the man, Miles.
That's a good dude right there. I'll give him that. God damn, that's all I could hope for. Someone, my daughter, don't bring a fucking low life fuck in my household.
Dude. Like you? That'd be some karma.
Oh, that's what I'm saying is.
Understand. Right? You. That's the lesson you've learned from this. Don't let them low lives around.
Yep.
You
know, well, and
ask those questions, and if you know, don't hold out the bag. There's something you feeling, it needs to be spoken.
Yep.
And I wish I did that.
Yeah.
So,
learn. That's honestly, every time I see you, when I walk in the gym, Jake, and you're in there, and I'm like, fuck, man, I love life. Hey, I really do.
That's the
because
vibe
I get
I try
to come
to
a place, yeah. I get to come to a gym, and I get to work, and I get to fucking make people feel good about themselves. I feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. I make them healthier. And let alone what you experienced with your daughter, knocking on the wood table, I do never want to, I don't want to fucking feel that, what you felt. But it has honestly made me appreciate life a little bit more. I don't take things for granted. My daughter is the worst one. Dan, I really like milk. Can I get some more milk? And I'm like, damn, girl, how much fucking milk are you going to drink?
Yeah, right.
I get up and get it, no matter what. I do. It's just like little things like this now. Like, I used to bitch about all the time, like getting off the couch, getting her milk, getting up out of bed, getting her milk. Dad, I don't, you know.
I know exactly what you're saying. There was plenty of times, as you know, when she turns a teenager.
Yeah.
Because those times are going to get, you know, fewer and farther.
I don't even want that shit.
Make sure that when you find those few,
uh-huh.
you make sure you take them.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson I learned. You know, I've been gone a lot, and, you know, when I'm gone, I make sure when I go home, I'm right there and I'm talking with her.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, we're having good conversations.
What's going on in her life?
Yes, right, exactly. We're having good conversations, yeah. And, you know, I love my wife, I love my baby, but, you know, now it's my daughter who I go and say hi first.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, my wife is 100% okay
on
with
your
that.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and like I said, my daughter was able to find out who was there for her.
Yep.
And, you know, there were some friends that were there for her as well. And, you know, I commend you guys as well. But there's a lot that it abandoned.
Yeah. You figure out, like, who's there, who's there. Mm-hmm. I know, man. It's crazy. Well, thank God she's good. That's all I care about.
Nice. That's full, too.
Oh, dude. I know. But, yeah, it's what I'm saying. They hook me up, bro. They hook me up. They take care. Yeah. That's good. But that's what I said, man. I'm glad she's healthy.
She's doing her thing. And you know what? darn Julia. I guess the Julia at the gym, she reached out to her and kind of spoiled my surprise that I was trying to look for my daughter. I've been looking at canes online. And there's some pretty sweet canes. And my daughter's been so excited to get one of those. And I really think that's why she's gotten to walk so fast.
Because she's, like, motivated.
She just wants to use a cane. You know what I'm saying? And she won't have it long. But, you know, there's ones that got little bowls and shit.
Yeah. In them, dude. Making them cool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And she, Julia hit
making
Julia
canes
up.
Cool again.
That's right, bro. So when you see them limping and hitting that hard pimp walk, that shit's for real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they definitely limping. They're limping on the right. That sick weed on that motherfucker.
Yeah, swerving. So she kind of, you know, blew my little surprise. But, you know, once my daughter gets that, man, it don't matter. She's still going to be so surprised.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. That's cool.
You know, and I can't say that I ever thought I would use these words. I'm excited to get my daughter a cane.
Yeah, well. That's why I said, like,
because she was, you know, there was a long time there. And what, dude, when we showed up to the hospital, man, there was a whole lot of "she never will ever again."
I bet.
Oh, man. I mean, it was bombarded from us left and right. And have we not been the mental strong people that we are?
Yeah.
It could have been a whole different situation, man. Yeah. It really could have, you know? So,
well,
the way we was able to stay mental, man, the way I just want to get back to it is because of guys like you, Luke, and everybody at the gym, man. I can't thank you guys enough. You guys kept the gym going, and I did not worry about it one bit. And when I came back, it didn't lose a stride.
No, like I told you, I said, fuck. If any one of us, if we put yourself in our shoes, in your shoes.
Oh, I'd have taken it just as bad. Yeah, and, you know, I kind of caught wind of how the gym was that day when people found out.
Yeah.
The next day whatever day that was. So,
I mean.
And I heard it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was sad, dude. It was like some people left. They couldn't work out. They were like, they were literally crying. And I was like, man, should we going to be fine? Pray if you pray.
Special.
And it just shows you.
Special people.
Like, you know, like when you walk into the gym, like, and you fear, you know, we have a pretty good policy, like no bullies. We had to let Tomas out. We had to leave him go because he was beating up Frank too much. But, hey. But, no, I'm just saying, like, it's like. It's a fucking family gym with a bunch of bad motherfuckers in it.
Plain and simple.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody can beat the fucking average Joe up. I'm going to tell you that right now. In my class, they can beat up the average Joe now.
Them average Joes better watch it out.
Yeah,
there.
They got confidence, and they know how to use those hands.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? But there's, like, it's so awesome seeing some of my guys, you know, that are so good, and they see the new person that come into class. they're like, hey, I'll partner up with her. I'll help her out.
And that's
or I'll help him. And dude, I'm like, damn.
That's the best.
That's, you know? I'm like, cool. They,
guess what? That's what helps sign those people.
Because they were like, dude, I remember when, was, when I first came in, I was scared to death. Mm-hmm. And it is scary coming into a fight gym.
Always.
Dude.
Even it fighters is. That are coming into yeah. the gym, they got more adrenaline going yeah, in their exactly. body than they say fuck. They do.
Fuck. When I was fighting, dude, you know what was more scary than anything is fucking sparring days.
Sparring days.
I was
alone sparring days in a new gym or another gym.
Yeah, or people you don't know, or some absolutely. A UFC fighter.
Yep.
Or you know somebody that you've been watching your whole time on TV.
This and shit's like, now fuck. Become a fight.
Yeah. You know that shit was way more nervous wrecking than me walking, making the walk to the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Fight was easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, what's up, Coach? You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready for a little bit of this. This podcast. We do a little bit of full send moments. It's pretty fun. Let's do it. All right, Cole, what you got? What you got?
Oh yeah. Okay.
So is this, are you showing me the guy that fell through the ceiling?
Yeah, I lost it.
Oh.
Oh, that's not it. No. Wait. Come on, Cody. Need you to come.
This is not happening, but this is happening.
What you just fucking yeah, say?
Oh my God. Oh my God, that actually happened.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I don't mean to laugh, man. That's fucking
hey,
awesome. Needs to
come. Hurry up a cup,
Cody. I need you.
Okay, rewind this bitch.
Oh my God, look at him.
Cody was.
You know what? I used to do a lot of HVAC. That's what's funny, man. I've seen people do that shit.
Watch this shit. He fell right through the fucking ceiling.
Oh man. Yep, dude. We had a guy drill up through the basement, drilling pilot holes, and he couldn't find it when he went upstairs. All of a sudden, there's a ton of water leaking through the fucking holes.
Oh, fuck.
He was drilling through into the waterbed.
Oh my God,
bro! Caused so much damage, man.
How would you fix that one, Cody?
Don't you just let that bitch leak out?
Oh, so check this one out.
You ever smelt waterbed water after 20 years?
Oh, dude, is that disgusting? Oh,
it's fucking like gel. It's crazy. It's not even water anymore.
I miss waterbeds, man. I used to have
some. Tell me those weren't the best night's sleeps ever. I haven't slept good since.
I used to love them.
Yes.
And they had them heated.
Mm.
Oh, dude, I miss those motherfuckers.
Worse than cold sheets, man.
All right, here we go. Next. Oh, fuck. Rewind that shit.
Did he hit his head on his own foot?
We're on full send.
Watch, I think he hits his head on his own foot.
Oh, he cracks it, bro. And his coffee is spilled
yeah,
everywhere.
Dude.
Now he got burnt, too.
Watch his own foot. Bam. Oh.
Dude, they cut that board, dude. They totally
dude,
cut that board.
That would have been, I would have been killing people.
Bro,
that so, could have fucked him up bad. So we're on the full send IG and this construction worker walking across the plank.
Come on, man. That board don't look cut, though. Look at that dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got one more, Cody, or what?
Is this where he catches that kid?
Oh, this little baby?
Oh, no. I ain't seen this one.
Oh! Oh, the baby bit the dad's dick.
He said he bit my dick. Look at that, 5 million views. That's fucking awesome. Oh. Oh, my God. Damn, you know she taught him that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. So this baby literally goes over to his dad's dick and bites it while he's laying down.
Yep.
My kid would have been... chucked.
He might have had. He might have caught four across the eyes
he
on that one.
He might have been chucked.
Oh!
And then the wife, she comes over. She's like, "Oh my God!" But then it's funny at the same time. She's thinking,
"Do you think he went to the emergency room on that one?"
And nah, I don't think. So. I don't. He ain't sharing that fucking little wiener.
That's That's awesome.
Same thing with me, dog. I was supposed to go. I went on a jet ski one time, and I had a gas can. My buddy on the island ran out of gas, so I brought him over the gas tank, and I literally put the gas tank in my crotch on the jet ski, and it's choppy, and it leaked on my dick, the gas. When you're fucking, I don't know, 18, 19 years old, you don't really know what gas does to your fucking dick. It burns it the fuck off, dude.
How did you not know what gas would do on your dick when you were 19?
How many times have you had gas in your dick?
None, dude. Exactly. At 12, I fucking knew what gas would do on my dick.
What? Oh, you did?
I had a funny story about super glue.
Oh, fuck.
Man, I was at the sink, and I had some super glue, and I guess it had fallen like that. You know what I'm saying? And it came leaking around the sink like this, and I still have a hard spot at my sink right there. But all I was doing the dishes, but all of a sudden, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, my dick's on fire. What the fuck? I looked down, man, and all that super glue is sitting right there on my shit, man. Dude, and it's almost glued my dick to my shorts and everything by this point. You know what I'm saying?
Pull it off the skin.
Bro, I did. I was like, oh, my fucking. Yeah, it wasn't good, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, it was one of those. Me, yeah. Myself, and or what is that? Something about Mary.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's. We were just not fucking on that. Fucking. So the gas leaked all over my dick, and it starts burning like bad. So I jump in the water. It made it worse. So I fucking get to my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I got gas.
You got
to
look at this.
No, she's like, let me see. And I'm like, no, no, what do I do? Just tell me what I do.
Yeah.
I'm getting ice and everything, and she's all like, you need to go to the ER. And, dude, I'm not going to the ER because I know.
Not for that.
They're going to look at my dick.
Be 12 and I got some hot ass
chicks
you.
On me. Yeah. And it's limp. I'm not a shower, I'm a grower.
And you was in some cold ass water. We know how that goes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she goes, is it blistering or anything? And I was like, nah, I think that's just herpes. Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah. But no, and I was like, no, it isn't. Stupid. But it burns, right? And like, God, fuck, no. Dude. And she's all like, what should I do? I'm like, call the doctor and find out what to do.
And the water didn't help it.
No, they honestly said put burn ointment on it, and I fucking put that shit on there. It was like fucking Vaseline, and then I was like, I think I kind of like this shit, you know what I mean?
Smooth.
Well, I'm like, hey, but no, yeah, fucking lessons learned, dude. Don't ever do that shit,
bro. Yeah, ever. Not good, man. Don't mess around with your gym.
Ever. Nothing. The fuck was that? What else were we gonna talk? Oh, yep, it's MMA time then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Maybe. Here we go. Big fights this weekend, Jake. Big fights.
Big fights.
You know that. Conor McGregor or Poirier, who you got?
Oh, gonna put me on the spot, huh?
Putting you on the spot.
You know what? Not the first one to do that. I'm gonna have to go with Poirier on this one.
Nice.
I'm gonna be right there with you on this one.
Absolutely.
I ain't gonna count on McGregor, but
you've been on the other side of him.
Yep. And the only reason I don't want to bet Poirier, because he did fight Justin, and he took some of Justin's damage, and people are never the same after Justin fights him.
And let's put it this way. I'm sorry. Conor does not inflict that type of damage.
No. Do you see what Khabib wrote about, told Dana White about Gaethje? He said, Dana, I'm going to tell you right now, I've never been hit or kicked as hard as that fucking guy did.
It only takes one.
Yeah, and he took a beat, and he took a couple of them. He took a few. He took a few kicks, and he said he'd never been hit as hard as Justin hit him in his whole career.
That's so that's 100% would not doubt that.
Yep. So I say Poirier.
Yep.
Two.
Absolutely.
Good deal. What about Chandler and Hooker?
Yeah, you know, as much as I do like to say Hooker's going to win that fight, I just don't think he, you know, Chandler brings a great wrestling game.
Yeah.
Really does, because I've been on the other side of him with Gertz, you know. So, and, you know, it was a great fight going on. And what actually got him that win was him being able to get Gertz to the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, I mean, he brings a great wrestling game.
He's tough.
He is tough, dude.
Yeah, he's tough. I'm going to have to say.
Very explosive.
I'm going to have to say Chandler.
You got Chandler on that one,
too. I got Chandler, too, but the thing about this one that makes me go more for Chandler is if it was if there was no pandemic and there was crowds and crowds like regular UFC is, I would say Hooker.
Right.
Because being in that environment, when you walk and make that walk, and it's different. It's mm-hmm. it's a totally different time.
Absolutely.
The pressure comes.
When Ian fought Mearshard, it's crickets in there.
Yeah.
Only thing you hear is buffer, and it's kind of weird.
It's so weird, right? I'm short over walk. It. I'm yeah. fucking over that shit, dude.
It's time. You know what? It was nice to see fans in the crowd.
Yeah, it was cool. You could actually hear it.
On Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. It's come on now. Let's
gotta
do this.
Got
to do
it.
That's right.
Let's could do it.
If we got to wear masks, let them in. You know what I'm saying? We got to wear masks. Let's fucking do this.
Yeah, no, it's no different than, I know, man. Go to a restaurant and eat. You got to take it off. What the fuck?
You just don't catch it between your tails.
Yeah. I mean, my steak is blocking all of it, right?
Yeah.
I know. All right. Let me ask you this one. Out of all your fighters, right, you have from anywhere from like Grant Neal, which is a beast coming up,
mm-hmm.
Bellator fighter. You got, well, like let's just say Ian, because Ian right now is...
there's a big fight coming up.
Big fight for
definitely
him.
Definitely one of the biggest.
What is that, February 9th?
13th.
13th.
Yeah.
Vegas?
Vegas.
Nice. You've lucky.
Dude, you
fucker.
Don't even know because it got pushed back 2 weeks.
Oh, you lucky.
We were supposed to be next week.
On the McGregor card? No, or
next week. We were supposed to be the 30th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they nice. Pushed it back 2 weeks. Man, you don't even know. I was like, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm as a trainer, I want to go there.
Yeah.
I ain't no rush because I know I'll be there.
You will get there. I promise. I mean, right. That's why I said, like, honestly, like, even for this last fight, for
it's a long flight, man.
Oh, it's just, and your whole flip-flop and schedule, dude.
Oh, it's so tough to adjust. It's so dope. Yeah.
out of all your fighters that you have coached, what has been like the most thing you could take from some like the fighters? Like, what do you say? Is it the heart of a fighter? Is it the skill of the fighter? What makes a person a fighter? What makes all those guys a fighter that stands out to you?
Well, I mean, all three of those that you actually brought up. What's crazy is, as you know, as long as you've been in the fight, sometimes it's the skill that won the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the heart that won the fight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it was, you know, him being the veteran that won that fight, or the young, hungry dog that came up to win that fight. So, you know, when you list all those off, that's kind of like, you know, if you get all those in one time, boy, you're having a sensational night.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
But oh, yeah.
You tend to get a couple of those, and a couple of those get you through that night, you yep. know? And that's what's nice about all these guys. I kind of feel that, you know, with the type of training that we install in these guys, that, you know, I mean, the type of confidence that we make these guys bring to the table
yep.
is what feeds their heart.
Yeah.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? Their skill level. Mm-hmm. It just feeds everything that they do. And I mean, yeah. it's just about getting them. It's about, like we talked about earlier, putting in that time.
Yeah. 100%.
And it's the only way you get that. Because you could watch people on the walkout. You could tell who's ready and who ain't.
Oh, yeah. You can see it, right?
Absolutely.
You can see it. I mean, yeah. It is. It says a lot. All right. So if you have... Who would you say, like, out of your all-time favorite fighters, not necessarily your fighters that you've coached and cornered, like, because you've had some great guys like Nate Marquardt and all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say that would be your all-time favorite fighter as a fan to watch?
As a fan to watch? Man, you know, it's I love my MMA, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but I have them boxing roots,
mm-hmm.
you know? So actually getting in there and watching those Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti yep. fights, you know, the Chico Corrales get up and come get off the mat and fight or beat Castillo.
Oh, yeah, Castillo.
Oh, man, you know, just watching some of those boxing fights.
Gatti was a G to me.
Dude, he was a G.
Yeah.
And, you know, the amount of time that the Gotti and Ward spent in the hospital together after those fights, yeah, people, I don't think understand. I
no, mean, they don't know.
It was months.
Yeah, they don't. They're fucked.
Speaking of Ward, you know, Jay Lee went out there and had like a big old lunch with him and stuff like that. And it was Ward that actually reached out to Jay Lee and was saying, "Hey, I want to meet this guy."
Oh, you know, no shit. Yeah,
Jay Lee's out there in Boston right now, living out there. So, I mean, they went and had lunch at the where they filmed the fighter and all that
stuff.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, man. That is cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I got to share that with Jay Lee a little bit.
But, I like Jay Lee. Jay Lee was always been cool.
He was fun, man. You know what he did? He always brought a great vibe to the crowd, bro.
Yeah, no, he's that's Jay Lee for you, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you like boxing?
I guess I never had that one particular fighter, man, because there's always that, you know, once you thought you had that one fighter, you thought you watched the greatest fight ever. There's mm-hmm. that next fight that's going to outdo that one.
Right.
Well, like, oh, no, that ain't it. No
then more. You saw me fight, and you were like, oh, that motherfucker right there is the baddest motherfucker.
Dude, you were telling that story one time when you were in the kickboxing match when you dodged the arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, that's when you got me.
Yep, and then he got me.
That was a bad dude right yeah. there.
That shit was funny, but that guy fucked me up, though, for real. Yeah. Fucked me up.
That's what you get.
Tom Poe fucked me up.
Should have went down with that arrow.
Exactly.
Tom Poe.
What I was going to tell you is, all right, so let's say you got Rampage Jackson, you got Chuck Liddell, and you got me.
Are we talking old Rampage or Rampage Now?
Older Rampage.
Because Rampage Now and you are pretty much the same.
That's true. That's true.
Old, slow, overweight, by
and
like
we'll
40
still
pounds.
Slap the fuck out of you.
You wish, son. You wish.
And we'll still slap the fuck out of you.
You wish.
And, okay.
He did
so
look good in his last fight, though.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Didn't Rampage lose?
Yeah, no, he's fucking out
dude,
of shit.
He barely made it off the couch.
He looked like he wanted to fucking tap before the fight
I'm
even started.
You, bro, when rent is due.
And it's rent what I'm saying. Due. That's you what I'm saying. He probably made a shitload of money.
That's right.
He made a shitload of money off of
then
that
you
fight.
You know why he could do it? Because he's Rampage Jackson. So.
But he made more money probably off of like Monster Energy.
True.
Then fucking that, he was like, cool, I can do, now I can, now I got to be sparring with
Monster,
money.
Monster's still out there.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. They're
yeah,
huge
Cerrone
still.
Be doing that big on that,
Monster, Rose yeah. is in there.
So, Liddell, Rampage, and you. What?
And me. Okay, so you got Rampage, Liddell, me. You got a party with one. You got a fight one. Ooh, this one's different. And you got two. What would... I'm not gonna. I usually say hunt. So let's just
say,
do this. Let's
say
just
talk.
Let's do this. Let's do this. You gotta run a business with one. Oh. A gym with one. Ready? So yeah. You gotta run a business
dude,
with
you
them.
Threw that one in a loop now.
Yeah. So now you gotta run a business with them. You get a. You might as well be married to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So you got business. You gotta fight one and party with one. Go.
Well, yeah, I know my wife got to dance with Chuck Liddell one night when she went out with her friends and
ooh,
just happened
I beat
to meet him.
That
with,
motherfucker's ass now.
Bro, so you know what? I think I'm going to have to party with Chuck Liddell. So yep. If you know you get my wife and dad's next to you, you must be having a good time.
Oh, Chuck, you know Chuck knows how to party.
You know, fight. From what I saw that last fight, I'll take Rampage, man.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I
you
would
know,
take
running
that
my
too.
Business. My boy.
Yeah, that's
across
good.
From me, you know?
Nice. There you go.
Yeah, I had to break that down a little bit.
That was good, actually. Fuck. All right, cheers. I'll cheers with you on that. Right, cool. Yeah, I'll cheers with you on that.
All right.
Man, honestly, Jake, like, fuck, man. I did not mean to get all emotional, but you know what? I'm glad because, like, this podcast, this would probably be the first, foremost, like, probably one of the most serious podcasts I've had on a motherfucking minute.
Yeah, you know what? I don't mean to make it that way. And I do appreciate you talking about that because that shows the love for my daughter.
I'm talking about it because what has changed my life, too. Like, my wife, the same way. Like, mm-hmm. I must say that like, it opened my eyes, like, not taking things for granted so much.
Man, and
right?
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you hit it right on. And that's all you can say. Don't take it because tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Yeah, dude.
An hour from now is not guaranteed.
Yeah. And that's what I'm what I'm trying to say is, Cody, I'm sorry I won't be so mean to you some more, but
bro,
you know I appreciate you.
Bring it.
I don't tell you too much too often, but goddamn, you know, I appreciate
sorry.
You. I won't treat you so bad some more.
You could just start paying me.
That's true too. I could do that. See? That's a good way too.
Hey, it works always, Luke.
Yeah, you gotta put your time in, bro.
That's right.
Talk to me in eight.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying is I appreciate you coming out.
Dude, I appreciate you having me out here, man.
Genesis Training Center. They can come down. Website is Genesis
fightgta.com.
.com, yep. Come down. They get to see you in action, me in action, on this podcast. Let's do something cool for anybody that comes in from listening to this podcast. What do you want to do, Jake? What are you thinking?
I don't know. Let's
Do something like when they sign up. Let's knock something off.
Yeah, let's knock off that sign up fee.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, because that ain't cheap.
It's not cheap at all.
And so, if we knock that off, then they can buy a pair of new gloves.
Plain and simple. And now you can get it to match.
And
your
we have
shirt
it.
That you
yeah,
when
yeah
you come
we
in
have it
well,
all.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Okay, so absolutely, we'll knock off the initiation fee. Come in and trade.
So they got to mention what?
The GU podcast. They heard you on the podcast. Cool. Heard me on the podcast. They heard me saying I'm sorry to Cody. Maybe, I don't know.
How about they give the word Julia?
Yeah, that was good right there. And that's another thing is, like, now's the time to work out. Like, I know it's New Year's resolutions and shit.
Right.
But here's the thing, man. Take care of your health, man.
That's it, guys. It's been a crazy year. You know, we all got locked up. We all got shut down, and I know we all got kind of lazy.
I did.
We all did, man.
I almost became an alcoholic.
It's easy to do, man. Almost. Bro.
Almost.
Getting
almost
up and going to the gym or drink a beer, bro. Fuck. You know,
dude, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It was so easy to be in that little rut, and I'm glad I got out of it because it was not good. It was not good for me.
It was a hard rut to get out to, man.
Yeah, it was moody and everything, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, come out. Come check us out.
Come on, let's go. Let's get it. We got to make up for a year. Let's get out there. Let's get it going.
So you good with this? Let's take off the initiation fee.
Yeah.
Sign up fee.
Absolutely.
I'd sign up just to punch Luke's in the face.
I give you a free membership. Yeah, come on in here.
That is worth
that.
That's right. Dude, we'll even wave that drop.
Yeah,
key,
we
right?
dropped. Yeah, we'll drop.
Come on in. Sock Luke in the face.
Yeah, come on in.
Dang.
I'll be your Huckleberry. Come on in. Like I said, come check us out. If you're in the Denver area, think about moving to Colorado. Come on in, man.
Come check it out. There's people rolling in every day.
Every day. It's crazy.
Every day.
I mean, honestly, like, being a pandemic and everything, we're doing everything, all the procedures as we're supposed to do, checking temperatures, doing that. And I think a lot of it shows a lot about our members, too. Is like,
that's right.
Man, if they're not fucking feeling good, they're staying home.
That's right. Plain and simple. And you know what? Another thing that says great about our members, we didn't have, but I think maybe three that kind of just put a stop to their membership or a freeze
that's when the whole pandemic, when they were out of work.
That's right. That's amazing, man.
Amazing, dude.
And like I said, I can't thank you guys enough. So, and it comes down to all of us. So
yeah, dude, we're
family.
Everybody,
man. It's the family atmosphere.
It is a place where I enjoy to go to. And I mean, Jake, I don't know if you know this, but this podcast is going to be a Fortune 500 podcast.
Oh.
I don't even know. But I told my wife already. I said, I still got to work. I got to go in the gym. I mean,
it don't stay
what I mean?
Fortune 500 forever.
That's true, right? That's right. Oh, fuck. Anyways, we got to give a big shout out to Genesis Training Center, my boy Jake Ramos. Where can we find you at, Jake?
Why don't you come down and check us out? 5255 Xenon Street. And that's Arvada,
shit.
Colorado.
What about your Instagram? When can they see?
That's Coach Jake R. It's not Jaker.
It's Jake R.
Yes.
Ooh,
so,
I thought it was Jaker.
That's an inside secret.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Jake R.
Yeah.
I must know. I must know.
Yeah, that's right. Not Jaker, but yeah, go check me out there.
Facebook.
Yeah,
Jacob Ramos.
Jacob Ramos, exactly.
Nice. All right. So check him out. That's my dog. He got
Thank
who's
you for
who's training.
Me, my brother.
Man, you got who's training you. Next fight's coming up. What? Early.
So we got Micah.
Oh Micah shit, Haas Micah's fighting Cheyenne.
He's fighting the Factory X guy. Yeah, Oscar Martinez,
yep.
I believe.
Be a good fight.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great fight. You know, those are always tough guys coming from there. So we got him first. He's gonna kick it off, and then we go straight to Ian from there. Kelvin Gastelum.
When's Micah's fight?
January 30th.
Oh fuck! In a month, it's coming.
Yes, Wyoming Sparta card.
Nice.
All right.
So he's going to kick it off. That is one scrappy little dude right there.
Yeah, man. I like Micah, dude.
Yeah, he's fun good. To work with, dude.
He is good. He's a good dude.
And then, yeah, we're going to be whooping this year's ass, so keep in touch, people.
Nice.
Yeah.
On that note, Skinny Codes, I appreciate you. Tomas, I appreciate you.
Appreciate guys, you guys, man.
Awesome. For all my companies, man, we got everybody in the hizzy, Monizzy. Like I said, guys, if anything, don't take life for granted. Enjoy life. Enjoy life.
Understand every day you wake up is a great day.
Goddamn right. Any day you're not pushing tulips, right?
That's right.
Daisies. In my case, I'll be fucking pushing, I don't know what the fuck I'll be pushing. Fucking manure. Fuck my wife, why throw me some manure? I don't know. That's a new topic. I don't know. Do I want to be cremated or buried? That one's different. That's a good topic. I don't know.
I got to say, I want to be cremated because at least I know I'm going somewhere. You never know about some of these, you know, I'm not trying to be some conspiracy theorist here, but you never know about them graveyards, man.
Oh, man.
I've heard some horror stories.
You know what I'm saying? Here's my deal. Like,
it's gotta be
if my kids can take me, like my ashes and put me in, you know, obviously, hopefully one day I can have it on my own property and they can inherit it. I'll be doing that.
Absolutely.
Or they could bury my ass in the backyard in my old body.
Hey, when we done, we done, right?
I know. Anyways.
Yeah, appreciate all you guys out there, man.
I appreciate
Thank you
guys. And we out.
Out.